sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now, when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." Again, he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first." And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. When they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us, who have borne the burden and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them and said, "I wish to give to this last man the same as to you." Matthew 20.
I bless you to focus on the job God gave you to do. It does not matter how big or important your job is compared to those of others. It does not matter how long you have been doing the job God gave you compared to those of others. All that matters is that you do the job God gave you, and you do it for Him. God wants you to know that He will give you a complete reward for the job He gave you to do. You will be paid according to what was expected of you. The success of your job is not measured by comparing it to those of others. It's not a matter of ratio, correlation, comparative size, or extent.
But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:3.
I bless you to know that to God, each job He gives stands alone. It's complete, self-contained, whole. It's not judged on the principles of comparison. You need only to focus on the job God gave you, and do it in sincere and pure devotion to Christ. And you will receive your entire reward, whether you were first or last, whether your job was long or short, whether your job was big or small. I bless you.